What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we have a caller on the line, Terry in California. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Mike from North Carolina, you know, we all agree with what he said. You know, I think Trump ought to do all that stuff. But my question is, does he have the power to do it? I mean, or is the deep state really in control and there's nothing he can do regardless of putting on his presidential brass knuckles, as you say? I mean,
part of the problem is he's getting bad advice. When he was talking about firing James Comey, he was actually told by a White House lawyer that the president couldn't fire the director of the FBI. And Trump went with that. And then later on, he found out he'd been lied to. And fired James Comey, and now that lawyer who misled him on his ability to fire James Comey is now head of the DEA.
And what's he going to do about it? I mean, is he just going to let him go? Who knows?
Apparently. I wish Trump would put on those presidential brass knuckles because he does have the authority to fire anybody in the government who is not doing a good job, who's not doing what he's being told to do. But it does seem like Trump, he's playing at being president. He's certainly doing a lot of travel around the world, and he looks good in his suit and his hair and his spray on tan, and he's doing things for show, like the summit with Putin and the summit with Kim Jong-un. But I'm really not seeing a lot of change.
But so you're... answer to the fundamental question is yes, he does have the power to do this stuff if he, you know,
but he just
if he only would
he just
know
isn't.
The facts and uses you know, power to do it. He does have the power to do it. He's stronger than the deep state. I mean, he can do what he wants as within the jurisdiction of the president, right?
Yeah, absolutely. He's head of the executive branch. Everybody under the executive branch, he's the boss. And that includes FBI and Department of Justice.
Yeah, and foreign policy as well. I mean, he can say all of a sudden we're stopping all these wars and we're making peace with Russia and all that kind of stuff, right?
Yep.
I mean, it's just what about the influence these people have, like the, you know, I mean, he'd be in trouble with Israel if he pulled out of Syria, obviously.
He'd be
in trouble with, you know, all his contributors, AIPAC, and the guys from the casino, guys from Las Vegas, and all that kind of stuff. But he could do it, but they'd probably get him. You know, there'd be retaliation there if he did that, right?
Yeah, probably. You're absolutely right. I mean, and it's still amazing how Mueller is trying to find something they can get Trump out of office. If they fail at that, I am gravely concerned that there will actually be an assassination attempt on Donald Trump.
Well, he obviously knew there was a danger of that because, like you said before, he's got his own security in addition to the, you know, the Secret Service in there, right? I guess it's still there.
Yeah, I presume it's still there. It ought to be still there. Mm-hmm. In many ways, Trump is like John F. Kennedy. You know, he's surrounded on all sides by people who do not like him. He's surrounded by people who do not like his policies.
And he could even reopen these investigations on a JFK thing and 9/11 and all that if he really wanted to throw some chaff out there.
Yeah, he could in theory. You know, but again, he's got to be careful whose ox he gores.
Exactly. Right. Okay, Mike, just wanted your thought on that. Appreciate it. And I'm going to sign off and let you get to the next caller if there is one.
Not at the moment, so we're going to go back here to the news. Getting on over into Europe, the whole immigration refugee thing is really starting to heat up, and a lot of people are, there's a big pushback. Right now in Germany, 43% of Germans want Angela Merkel to resign over the refugee issue. That's a larger margin than she was actually elected with. Remember, when she was elected, she had to form a coalition government. Well, 43% of Germans want her gone. They want her to resign. Here in the United States, there's a new poll from Harvard Harris. 84% of Americans support turning illegal immigrants over to authorities. We're just getting tired of all this nonsense. Over in Bulgaria, their prime minister, Boyko Borisov, is saying the migrant crisis can be solved if the EU can seal its external border, detain illegal migrants already present, and deport them back to where they came from. So there is this growing pushback all over the EU. All right, we're going to do a shout out now to our honor affiliates or just rejoining the network. apparently, there is another story here about a Muslim migrant who slit the throat and stabbed to death a Belgian boy. The Belgian boy was 19 years old, was trying to protect a waitress that this migrant was harassing. The guy was just being, he basically was groping up the waitress. This 19-year-old stepped in to try and protect her, and the refugee pulled the knife, cut his throat, and stabbed him to death. Now, up in Sweden, as you know, it has become the rape capital of the world because of the refugees pouring in there. And according to this article in Breitbart, nearly half of women in Sweden's vulnerable areas feel unsafe after dark. So that nice, relaxed European feel is now gone. They're just as urban paranoid as anywhere else in the country, and with good reason. Now, there's a new party forming in Sweden called Alternative for Sweden. I guess it's modeled on Alternative for Germany. And their platform is restoring the natural right of Swedish people to their country. And they're running on a platform of rounding up the refugees and sending them back home. They're saying it will take years to do. But their attitude is only the Swedish people have a natural and honorable right to this country. We are the host people and the indigenous people, and they are guests. But apparently they have been very rude guests, behaving improperly. Over in Croatia, a mob of 200 migrants attempted to storm the Croatian border, shouting, Allah Akbar. And they fought with police who deployed tear gas against them. But behind them, according to the Croatian Interior Ministry, there are 60,000 migrants currently making their way through Greece, then Albania, Montenegro, Bosnia, and finally attempting to cross into Croatia. So it's become a major, major problem. Over in Colorado, as you probably know, they had some major wildfires, dozens of them. And it turned out they were all set by an illegal immigrant, 38,000 acres of land destroyed, along with a lot of homes. And he's looking at arson charges. After they deal with that, he's being turned over to the Immigration and Customs Enforcement. All right, let's see. Apparently, the liberals are still going on about the children being separated from their families at the border. And it's time to just realize the parents are at fault here. The parents committed a crime stepping over the border, and they are being detained. If you commit a crime in this country, you steal a car, you shoplift something, you rob a convenience store, you're going to be detained. You're going to be locked up. And no, they will not let you take your children with you. That's just the way it works. And this policy of separating the children from the parents for their safety goes all the way back to a law and a lawsuit under the Clinton administration. Clinton was separating children from the parents. Nobody said anything. Obama was separating children from the parents. Nobody said anything. It's only when the Democrats needed a distraction from Michael Horowitz's Inspector General report that all of a sudden it was a big issue. But as that poll I just talked about indicates, the Democrats are raising a busted flush on the immigration issue because the American people have just had it. They've had it with the crime, the contagious diseases, the costs of it all. Now, the French ambassador has had a confidential note leaked that basically praises the Prime Minister of Hungary for trying to close the borders and says that Muslims in France and Germany are anti-Semitic. So, meanwhile, here in Washington, D.C., nearly 600 Women's March protesters were arrested at the Senate building. This happened last Thursday. This is a group that wants to abolish the Immigration and Customs Enforcement. They want the total open borders, just let them pour on in. That's what they want. And I wonder how many of these women have an illegal immigrant living in their home right now. So they're out there with their signs, abolish ICE, and we care, we care. All right, let's get into some of the science news here. We talk about GMO all the time, our concern with a very dangerous technology that is being marketed before it's really fully understood. Same thing that we saw with vaccines. And, of course, the GMO companies are out there trying to insist that farmers who are growing GMO crops can keep them contained on their farmlands. There's a 10-foot buffer zone that you put around your fields, which is a lot of usable soil. And you're promised the GMO pollen won't leave it. Well, that hasn't worked out. There have been cases of GMO contamination from states away because that pollen blows on the wind. It's carried by insects. It's carried by birds. And up in Ontario, Oregon, right near the Idaho border, they've had another issue on their farmland. There is a GMO grass designed for golf courses, and it is apparently spreading rather rapidly and starting to intrude on farmlands. Another little oopsie there. All right, let's talk about computers and assorted things. Over in Austria, a court has ruled that YouTube can be held partly liable for copyright breaches in videos uploaded by its users. This is a ruling that will have a lot of implications. And apparently, Vienna's commercial court said that YouTube had played an active role in spreading such content and therefore could not claim the status of neutral intermediary. Now, here in the United States of America, owners of websites so far have been protected, where the courts are saying, especially for smaller websites, it is simply unrealistic to expect that everything will be policed by the webmaster. But as you know, Europe just passed this draconian copyright law, which basically says even altered copyrighted material cannot be put up there. And now in Austria, they've ruled against YouTube. They're declaring a war on what makes the internet the internet. Now, for corporate media, this, of course, is what they want to see. They don't like the idea of people entertaining themselves, talking back and forth. They want to turn the internet into just another content delivery platform with commercials and paid programming, and it's always about the money. And that free and open internet that we remember from back in the 1980s and 1990s is rapidly going away. Now, as you probably know, home and business security is big business because of the crime. And over in Britain, in Leicestershire, there was this owner of a pub, and he contracted with a security firm called Swan, who put in a closed-circuit TV camera inside his bar. Now, the advantage of some of these new systems is you can monitor your place of business or your home from your smart device. In fact, I've got a friend who's got a property down on the Big Island that was being subjected to vandalism by some of the neighbor kids. And he got one of these where he could literally whip out the phone and take a look at the home anytime he wanted. And if he saw anything, he could call the Big Island police here. Well, that's the way it's supposed to work. But over at this pub, the Bradgate, the owner, Mick Hopley, was rather surprised when somebody walked on in and said, you know, I can see your bar interior on my smart device. In other words, Swan was sending the image to the wrong customer. And the owner was understandably upset, saying that if this video is going someplace it's not to, we could have criminals who see where we, you know, keep the money. And instead of providing security, it opens up a big, big hole. So somebody missed testing the system fully before they installed it. Now, Brian Brackeen, who's CEO of facial recognition company Kairos, has a message about the technology his firm develops. He's saying it is not yet ready for use by the police. It's too volatile. And in an editorial for TechCrunch, Brian basically explains that artificial intelligence algorithms that are powering facial recognition need massive amounts of data to function. And in his experience, these systems have not been given enough data on people to function properly. And he's saying if it is used in law enforcement, and it's already being used in law enforcement, that malfunction could mean wrongful identification of an innocent person. And this has been happening ever since facial recognition started coming on board. They started putting it in airports looking for hijackers. I think one of the first tests was down at the Miami airport. And they got hundreds and hundreds of false positives and not one real confirmed hijacker. And I have a lot of respect for this CEO because he's taking responsibility, saying, no, it's not ready for prime time yet. We need a little more time. We need to get it to work. We need to make sure it'll work before it goes on out there, which is an attitude that we see less and less with products in this country that are sold at the stores before the kinks are out. I mean, look, every time Windows rolls out a new operating system, it comes out with thousands of known bugs that they'll get around to fixing somewhere down the road, okay? Now, this comes from the category of you shouldn't do this. Apparently, over in Middleton, Ohio, there has been a spike in home invasions where they're targeting people who on social media are displaying large sums of money. People, you can't do that. You can't do it. It made them instant targets. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials here, and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Here we're talking about the subject of computers here. And for those of you watching on YouTube, this machine back here is the one that's running Windows 10. And one of the things I did over the weekend break was to start to really try and get into it and understand it. It is a major readjustment coming out of Windows 7. But I figure at some point, Claire and I are going to have to make peace with it. But I really do not like it. All right, we've got a caller on the line, Brendan in San Francisco. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Just checking in. Been listening every day. I'm trying to be more selective about calling in. Just wanted to make a recommendation to you and the audience. I don't know if you're aware that Dan Bongino, former Secret Service to the Clintons, has his own radio show now. He does a one-hour.
Oh, okay.
Broadcast, and he's got some really deep, insightful stuff going on. He's been doing some forensic analysis of this Russiagate, and he does have some insight that I'm not hearing anywhere else. So I'm using him as a bookend to your show, and I'm always looking for other stuff. But SGT Report's been doing some good stuff, but I highly recommend Dan Bongino. I stumbled upon it by accident, and I just wanted to share that with you. The stuff that he's getting is just so behind the scenes, it's ridiculous. And I guess he still has contacts with the Secret Service. But his analysis is par excellence, man. I recommend it. Have a great show. Talk to you.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. Well, I'd like to get him on my show, if that was at all possible. Okay. Getting on back to the computers here. And once again, Facebook has been accused of leaking users' personal information via a quiz app over a period of at least 2 years. And this is almost looking like Cambridge Analytical. Facebook has been accused of leaking the personal info of their users through this quiz app. And the application is called nametests.com. And it's been running Facebook quizzes for years, but the application left the personal data of Facebook users who have used the app unprotected on its website, leaving the info vulnerable to third parties who may wish to steal it. It's like these big companies don't care. When they get too big, you know, so your data got stolen. We don't care. We don't have to. We're Facebook. Over at the National Security Agency, they have started to delete 685 million call records dating back to 2015, which the government got from telecommunication companies in connection with investigations. But as it turns out, apparently a lot of this material was not legal to obtain. So the NSA, which of course is dealing with a huge PR problem because of all the spying, is now going back on in and cleaning up the database. Part of it may be public relations. The other part of it is when you have that much data, how do you make sense of it? That's been the weakness in all this total information awareness right from the start, is how do you derive anything meaningful from all that data? Maybe that's why they never really caught any terrorists here. So a lot of people are starting to say that it may be that this data collection program has outlived its usefulness. Maybe they're finally looking at it and saying, we actually can't make sense of all this data. So they're saying that technical irregularities resulted in the production of some call records the NSA was not authorized to receive. I believe they're deleting all those records. I really do. Honest. True here. Over at Twitter, the Department of Homeland Security has served Twitter with a subpoena demanding the account information of a data breach finder. Now, this is somebody who goes on out and he finds where these huge amounts of data are left exposed. Now, he goes by the handle Flash Gordon. And apparently the Department of Homeland Security, rather than dealing with the companies that are exposing all the data, has just decided that maybe it's better if he just shuts up and stops calling attention to where the data is exposed. Because obviously, along with people who are outraged at the exposure, there could be criminals as well who are following him and saying, oh, here's the data. We're going to go grab it. But that's what they're doing. Department of Homeland Security wants Twitter to out this guy. Goes by the name of Flash Gordon, because he's out there working as a white hat security expert, finding where this data is just being exposed and mishandled. All right, we're going to take another break for commercials. We've got a caller waiting on the line, and we will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Let's go to the phone lines now to Rob in Illinois. Aloha, Rob. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, thank you, Mr. Rivero. How are you today?
I'm doing well.
Well, that's very good. I'm glad to hear it. I'm going to confess right off the bat, I haven't been listening to your broadcast in a little bit, but I did tune in today just right around you talking about Windows 10, Windows 7, and then it went on to you brought up the thread with the FBI deleting data. Could you please, I know you passed it up, could you please revise us on that so I can get into that, because I like to refresh everyone's memory of what you just recorded.
Okay, this is where the NSA... and this may just be a publicity stunt, but they've started deleting something like 685 million of the records they collected as part of their "we're going to grab it all" surveillance. And it was all claimed to be part of investigations. But according to this article, they're saying that some of these telecommunication companies that were working with them sent them data to which the NSA technically was not allowed to have. And so now they're just purging it all out. So just look on my main page and search for NSA.
Well, technically, all the data that they're collecting should be technically illegal, but they're collecting it anyway, and they have been for many years. Now, yes. There are specific dates. It's like 2012 through 2016, is it not?
It's actually everything collected since 2015.
Well, I heard a reference that it was 2012 to 2016. Now, maybe there's a separate... article being written about this and more other details of information. But what we have here, Michael, is an incident, because basically Trump, this whole thing with all these treasonous, these people that committed sedition and all this stuff, these people all believed Hillary Clinton was going to win the presidential election, and she was going to be president, and there was going to be no investigations whatsoever. So these people were the sloppiest, just sloppy. I don't know. I want to use other words, but just put it this way. These people were sloppy. They were using open Blackberries. They were emailing. They were texting. They were making phone calls on all these phones and whatever. All this data is out there. You got Rod Rosenstein won't give up the what they keep requesting of him for what, almost a year, nearly a year now? So they're protecting this. They don't know what to do with it. So now they just got to they can't go through it all. They can't just pick out, because it's everywhere. It's been everywhere. There's been a predicament since the beginning, right? So they just got to dump it. So it's the FBI that's actually doing this. Now, but here's the key point. It's the NSA that has it all. The FBI can go and do whatever they want. They got 37,000 members of this FBI, and how many of those people were part of this big collusion, not to mention of other branches of government? But the NSA has it all. And the president and his forces, his white hats, are making sure they have it all. So let the FBI go and delete their little hearts out, because they have it all. That's the real story. This whole publicity about, oh, we're going to do the right thing and delete it because it wasn't right to do. Come on, Mike, you know better.
No, I do know better. Like I said, to me, it feels like a public relations stunt.
Well, yeah, because they have to make up a cover story to why all of a sudden this information's missing. And then all of a sudden when they want certain things, well, what about this communication between this? Oh, my gosh, we don't have it anymore. You know what? It must have been within that 685 million bits of information. We're sorry. But no, forget it. Forget sorry, because, well, guess what? The NSA saved the day, because they're the guys behind the guys. You know what I mean? That's where we stand. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does make sense. But we also know that the NSA did have all of Hillary's emails, including the deleted ones. And they went to James Comey and said, do you want this information? And Comey said no.
Of course he did. No, he didn't, because he's like, no, they were trying to cover it up. They wanted Hillary to win, no matter what this that narcissist, megalomaniac James Comey says. Where is James Comey today, by the way? Where is he at? What country is he in? Where is he running his mouth off at?
I really don't know. He may have gone back to work for HSBC.
Because that's where he was before he went
to the FBI. He was on the board of directors when they got caught laundering drug money.
Yeah, I know that. But I'm saying, but he's been on his book tour still, and he was in Europe running his mouth. He's still doing it, isn't he? Okay.
Well, he's not getting a lot of attention. Same thing with Hillary and her book tour.
Right. You know, Dan Bongino, he's only going to let you loose so much information. It doesn't matter. No matter what he knows, he's still getting a paycheck from the corporate media. If he starts running his mouth a little too much, he's going to lose that job, and you won't need him as a guest, Mike. He's going to be asking you for employment. So he can only tell you so much. He can only tell you so much, because he's in there. Either, you know what? You can't say this. You can't say that. You can't say this. So he's got to stay within those bounds, just like the rest of them. You know what I mean? Like the colonels and all the rest of them. They can only say so much. Remember what happened to, what's his name? The judge. Remember when the judge, they said, oh, the judge said this, and he was off the air, and then he was redeemed? From Fox. What was his name, Judge?
Napolitano.
And then he opened his mouth, and he said a little too much. I forget exactly what it was. And then all of a sudden he disappeared, and then he got redeemed, and they brought him back. Well, that same thing, it could happen to any one of them. I remember Tucker Carlson. Same thing happened to Tucker Carlson when he started getting into the Syria issue. They're like, no, dude, you can't go that far. You can't do it, dude. And so he took a nice little vacation, you know. And then it was same thing with Dan Bongino. So your friend over there, Dan Bongino, is going to give you a nice little narrative, and he's going to tell you a lot of things. He's going to tell you about relevant corporate media information. But if you want the real stuff, you got to be at Republic Broadcasting or, you know, some of our other niche places. SGT reports real good. X22 reports really good. You know, so on and down the line, you know, Lisa Haven, Liz Crokin, you name it. You know what I mean? But when you deal with these mainstream characters, expect mainstream stuff. Right?
Okay.
All right. Very good, my friend. Take care. Y'all be good. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. And the phone lines are open again. All right. Getting on back to the world of computers. Apparently, over in Great Britain, cyber criminals, malware, what have you, knocked out the national health system computers for 1,300 hours over 36 months. And that's a lot of downtime. Nearly a third of the trusts, 25 out of 80, that responded to a request from Intercity Technology admitted they had experienced outages across their IT systems between January 2015 and February 2018. They're calling it a digi blackout. And apparently, a lot of it was the WannaCry ransomware. Others were Locky and Zepto malware. In one case, the systems were offline for 2 weeks. People's lives are at stake here. When these cyber criminals are going after hospital systems, they are putting people at risk because all the medical records are computerized. All right, let's take another phone call. Fred in Michigan, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey there, Mike. Remember my expression, what in the Fukushima Sam hell's going on, man? I saw some astonishing presentation. You know, this all this stuff about Russia, what do we call it, Russiagate? You know, I mean,
that's what they're trying to call it, yeah.
Yeah, all right. Man, there's this guy, was it Aim for Truth, aimfortruth.org. It's American Intelligence Media. They have a
yes.
big YouTube presence. Okay, Douglas Gabriel. He used to be in some upper. Yeah, that's right. He used to be with the NSA. Douglas Gabriel, and he was a Jesuit, right? And he, man, if you haven't heard, SES Circle, Senior Executive Service, it's like a totally. Independent, autonomous, federal conglomerate of 10,000 plus agents that control all federal.
It's the bureaucracy.
Through DOJ, there's 500 bar esquire attorneys at DOJ. They control SES, Senior Executive Service. Circle is just UK-based. Transnational entity that interfaces with SES and DOJ, and they are responsible for facilitating all of the war activities, all of the contracts with the contractors who just interestingly happen to be in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, which is why all the F-35s, which we were told were so, you know, faulty, that they all had to be shipped out to Israel. Now, what I've learned...
Now, that's not accurate. You know, Israel has bought some F-35s, but the majority of the F-35s remain here in the United States. They're still faulty.
They are. But, Mike, they're probably being sold to Israel at, what, a dime on the dollar or something?
Before.
Yeah, when I saw heard Ellen Sobrowski about 9/11, Israel did 9/11, all the proof, and then he does another one called AIPAC, what treason looks like, and then the other one, America, Israel's whore. Okay, this is a guy, a very honorable Hebrew American, Marine Corps vet, U.S. Army War College PhD. Big time position with them. He got all kinds of awards. Okay? He says, man, Israel, we got to stop funding Israel. He says they are our greatest enemy. They're not our. Mike, what do we need an ally for in Africa anyway? Why? And speaking of Fox, this blew my mind back in January. On Fox, I saw the declaration that our military occupies, according to Fox, 190 countries. We have over 900 foreign military bases. Why don't we do what Ron Paul, we need to start holding town hall meetings. This is what I plan to do. We need to shut off corporate welfare taxpayer contributions to Israel, and we stop that. We shut off all the foreign military bases, bring all the troops home out of 190 countries, okay? And, hey, why don't we use our own troops to seal off the border? We'll make a wall with
them. I agree with that last one. Because, you know, with Mexico's new president is saying the Mexican people have a natural right to come to the United States. And you just know it's going to trigger a new surge of illegals. So we need do something at that border.
Absolutely. And I'm even for building a moat. Fill it with crocodiles, man. Okay, we'll do the Crocodile Dundee scenario. But I got to ask you, Mike, okay, what do you think about people? There's this very honorable Hebrew-American fellow, Joseph Davis, jdavismemphis.com. I don't know if it's daily, but he hosts a roundtable discussion. It's called Talpiot Talk, talpiottalk.com, talpiottalk.com. And in the number two presentation, they bring out the fact, Mike, did you hear about Senate 2497? Senate 2497, the U.S.-Israel Security Authorization Act of 2018, it's carte blanche. Whatever Israel wants or dreams up in terms of national security, U.S. Congress says, okay, whatever, you know, here it is. That's S-2497. And then they got this anti-Semitism proposal where if I or you or John or whomever criticizes Israel on very substantive, verifiable basis, well, we're engaged in hate crime speech, right? Hate crime speech. And we're gonna be, you know, hauled off in shackles for that. Can you believe it? They're actually proposing that.
Yeah, they are. It's facing an uphill fight. And again, if Trump gets an ultra conservative onto that Supreme Court bench, they'll strike this law down. It clearly is a violation of the First Amendment right to freedom of speech.
And Mike, I got to leave you with something. There's a fellow on the Big Island, Michael Sella. Have you ever heard of Michael Sella, PhD?
No.
Michael Sella. It's called, I want you to check it out, man, because it pertains to this volcanic morass, okay? And Michael Sella, PhD, he does a presentation based on, you know, seismographic data, et cetera. There's some geothermal right in the same proximity where all of this activity originated, erupted.
Yes.
And in the presentation, Mike, it blew my mind. This is a Michael Sella, PhD. This is no run-of-the-mill, you know, wannabe. This guy said that, you got to hear it with your own ears, but I'm going to tell the audience. CIA, he said, CIA actually, they launched, apparently, some kind of like a tactical nuke missile that was directed to Hawaii. It was intercepted and terminated by some Patriot Air Force contingent, all right? And this is coming from Michael Sella, PhD, and his sources in Hawaii, who said CIA was in the process. They had launched a tactical missile to do some big-time damage in Hawaii, and it was intercepted and terminated.
Well, that's one explanation for that alert we got on our cell phones the other day, because we still don't have the straight story on that. And when it all was happening, people were talking about, you know, a false flag to say that North Korea had attacked Hawaii and the war was going to be on.
Mike, it's called exopolitics.org. That's his site. I just remembered it. Exopolitics, EXOPolitics.org, okay?
Okay. And all right, well...
TelpiatTalk.com, Joseph Davis would make an excellent... Or Jeremy Kushel, he's another honorable Hebrew American. These guys are brilliant. They would make excellent guests, Mike, okay?
All right, well, thanks an awful lot here. We're going to have to let you go. We've got a commercial break. We've got one more caller waiting on the line, and we'll be back with that caller and the last segment of our program today after these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354, or visit MIG911.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working 2 jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, yesterday, July 1st, was Canada Day. And up in British Columbia, near the town of, the peak, Penask Summit, they actually got snow. Don't tell Al Gore. He'll be so disappointed. All righty, we're going to grab a quick call from Mateus in Canada. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, calling from British Columbia, Canada.
Okay.
The Swedish are, half of them are afraid of the illegals after dark, and the other half are afraid of them before dark. I wanted to mention about the most dangerous drug in the world. The documentary is about this. It comes from a tree somewhere, and the scenario of the documentary was that this man, the victim, had it blown in his face off of a newspaper from the perpetrator, and then you're so easily suggested that they just said, let's just empty your apartment. And so he helped them empty his apartment, and then the next day he came back to an empty, came off the drug, came back to an empty suite, called the police, and a bellboy told them, what are you talking about? You just moved out yesterday. And so this kind of drug could be used for the mass shooters to say, okay, go to the Batman movie, shoot the place up, and go sit at the car and wait for us.
Mm-hmm. You're right, it could.
Yeah, and then the other thing I wanted to mention is that regarding your Musk story about possible sabotage or the question of that.
Yes.
I'm convinced that he is under sabotage, and I never mentioned this before because it's not usually your topic, but I studied really closely the video evidence of one of his missiles being somehow destroyed by an object that flew by very close, very fast, just before it blew up. And people are saying UFO, but from your perspective, you know, that would be, if it really happened, that would be, you know, some sort of, like, secret tech that is not normally disclosed. And it kind of fits into my larger understanding that we have this two-tier civilization where the regular NASA space program, especially the fact that it's been shut down, that's for the retail, that's for the public. But I'm convinced that there is, like, an elite space program, very small, where it's being kept hidden, that there is some space accessibility that exists currently for the elite. And they don't like competition of, like, one of the people having a competitive space program. And so they may have unveiled one of the 30 years in advance weapons systems to just, you know, sabotage this guy. And I mean,
well, the problem with that is, of course, obviously, once the Musk's rocket exploded, it would be very closely examined to try and find out what went wrong, at which point any indications of an impact would immediately be visible. Now, it's no secret that the U.S. military maintains its own space program in parallel with NASA. Again, I tend to think, I know the video you're talking about. I think it was just a bird flying by very close to the lens is why it looked really fast. But I think in the end, it was just rockets do blow up. I mean, you go back to the early days of NASA. They had a lot of these things that went wrong.
I don't think it was an impact. I think it was like some sort of like a frequency that was able to detonate the explosives inside. But anyways, it's just all theory. Who knows?
Yeah, it is all just theory here. Anyway, there's the music. I got to let you go. Please stay tuned for John Steadmiller. I'm sure he's got a lot of stuff to share with you. Please take what you learn here and on the website, share it with everybody that you know. Use email, use text. Use face-to-face. Bring back the art of the conversation. Just stay off the corporate social media. It is being totally, totally filtered. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.